Craig Conroy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Ben?
Good, man. When we threw to you last time, we got a ringtone, so that's why we're a little worried to see you there.
I know. I'm up in Lake Placid, so my reception isn't great in the mountains. That's what I might lose you, just in case.
Okay, so we're prepared this time, at the very least. How's the World Junior Summer Camp going for you?
You know what? It's going well. I mean, I thought Poirier and Jankowski played well today. Gillies played a period and a half. He gave up three, but the U.S. team didn't play very well in front of him. It was it wasn't a very good game for the U.S., so it was ended up being 4-0. But, you know, and I thought Seeloff was playing his usual game. He played hard, and, you know, even though the score was, and it was completely lopsided, you know, he tried to make get a couple big hits and make some stuff happen, but it just wasn't the U.S. team day-to-day. Team Canada looked good. They started slow, but they came on, and Poirier played really well, I thought. So did Jankowski.
So you've got the five guys there. You've got the two on Team USA who are basically penciled in to be on that team because they won gold last year. And then the three Canadians, Monahan, Poirier, and Jankowski. What do you think? Like, is there a pretty good chance that five Flames prospects could be at the World Juniors in Sweden?
You know, I mean, I talked to Brent Astor, and, you know, I think there is a chance. I mean, it's not going to be easy, though. I mean, especially for the Canadian team, I think it's going to be a dogfight right till the end. But yeah, you know what? It could be a chance to have all five, and it would be pretty exciting for the Flames.
Craig Conroy's with us from the Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. So you're in Lake Placid right now. You're watching some of the top prospects, and I mean, you kind of let the cat out of the bag to us way back in May that your job, not your job title, but your job responsibilities are kind of going to shift, and you're going to be in charge of the day-to-day operations with the Abbotsford Heat. The team officially announces that via press release today. So do you have a little bit more of an idea as to what the job's going to entail now?
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, communication with Troy, some player personnel stuff, you know, making sure, you know, call up, send down, working. Really, I'm going to be a liaison between Bob and Troy, too, to kind of really get those guys together. And now with Robbie Satoric, you know, we want to become kind of unison. We want to play the same system. We want to make it as easy a transition from the young guys when they go from Abbotsford, they get called up. We want them to feel right at home, and we really want to play our young guys as much as we can in all situations. Power play, penalty kill, you know, we want our goaltenders playing all the time. I mean, so, you know, we didn't go out and get a whole bunch of veteran guys. I still think I'd like to add some toughness. You know, you look at our lineup, and depending, you know, if I would like to protect the kids too, though, so I still think I'd like to get a little tougher.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's kind of what the new job entails. So, and you know, I'll just be reporting back to Jay everything that's kind of going on there.
And it really is a new kind of adventure for you as you continue to develop your all-round skill set in the front office. Just how important is that going to be? I guess how important and how exciting is this opportunity for you?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, you always want to you know, grow and get more involved and have more say and more and just to kind of feel what it'd be like to be a GM, and for Jay and John to give me that opportunity, you know, it's priceless. I mean, and not to say you want to ever make mistakes, but if you make some mistakes, maybe at the American League level and learn, you know, it's not a $7 million mistake. You know, hopefully it's, even though I don't want to make any mistakes, but maybe it's a $70,000 mistake,
right?
You know. You know, but just to learn and get a feel and get to see what it's like and, you know, where you can, you know what, I made a mistake here, but next time I'll do it like this. You know, if you can do all that now and just grow and, you know, have good people helping you too is the key.
Craig Conroy's with us, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. When we had Jay on last week, he talked about doing things the Flames way. I know that you've talked about it a couple of times, having things streamlined between Abbotsford and Calgary. The importance of that is pretty easy. I know that there were, you know, there were times last year where maybe things weren't always done the same. So is it going to be a challenge to try and implement those type of things?
No, I mean, you know, we sat down with Troy at the end of the year and kind of went through what we were thinking and what Bob was thinking and how we wanted to do it as an organization. Troy was, you know, I didn't know how he was going to respond, but he was completely on board. He said he's looking forward to the challenge, and, you know, he's just, you can always learn. So his whole idea was, hey, you know what, this is a great opportunity for me as a coach to learn something new and implement some of Bob's stuff. Obviously, we're still going to, you know, whether it's power play or penalty kill, we're going to, you might have to tinker some things during the game or change this or that, or, you know, there's always little things that are, you know, that's what you have to do as a coach, but we want to play the general idea is almost identical just to make it easier for, you know, easier for the guys when they come up. You don't want them thinking and hesitating. And, you know, sometimes they said, well, in Abbotsford, we set a little more back when we do this, but here we want to go there. So can you show me video? And I think Paul Byron was the one that he went in twice, two or three times, and said, can you show me one more time? I mean, and you know he just wants to do well, and that makes you think, you know what, we gotta come to some kind of understanding where we're going to play the same system in both. So when guys come up, they just can flow and not think about it and just play.
And then the other thing is, and you mentioned it there, you want to get your young players, your promising prospects, the guys that you believe are going to help you at the NHL level, you want to give them all opportunities and all situations. And I know that over the last couple of years, there's been more of a veteran look on the Abbotsford Heat. This team is all about merit, and then that meritocracy has been something you've been very big on. So how difficult will it be to balance merit with also doing what's best for the organization?
Well, I think when you don't bring in very many, when you don't have really any veteran players, you know, you're going to play. We're going to play all our young guys. We're going to put them in positions that if we want to, if we see them as a center in the NHL, they're going to play center in the American League. I mean, and not to say, you know, because sometimes the older guy in the American League, hey, there's some great players. We had some really, really good players. And, you know, if you had those guys and you want your power play to score and you want to win the games, and, you know, you're going to play them. And that's understandable. That's just the way it is. But I think now we're talking about, hey, you know what, we're going to get our guys in the situations at the right time and see what they can do. You know, they're really going to grow as a young player because they're going to be put in so many good spots and so many good opportunities that they're either going to sink or swim, but that'll be on their own. But we're going to be there that when they do struggle, to be able to move them forward and say, hey, this is what you got to do, and we're going to, you know, they're going to get that second and third chance where maybe if we had a bunch of real veteran guys, they make a mistake, well, they don't play the next power play. It's not going to be that case this year.
You've got a lot of guys who could potentially be making their pro debuts in Abbotsford this year, from Wotherspoon to Culkin to Bressois and more. I mean, that's got to be exciting for you to watch these guys, but what are you going to be looking for from them in year one of professional hockey?
You know, just that they, you know, what it takes to be a pro. I mean, that's why you still like to add another, you know, the veterans that are there need to show these guys how you deal with everything off the ice, you know, the workouts, the, you know, just to become a better pro day in and day out. And it's a tough travel schedule in Abbotsford. I mean, I know they, you know, some of the kids that had tough travel schedules in junior, but they haven't seen anything quite like the Abbotsford Heat schedule. So, I mean, I think overall you just want them to come in and grow, you know. You don't want them to feel too much pressure. You want them to be able to come in and play their game and just, you know, it's going to take a little time. And obviously everybody wants to win. We want to win, but we think we want them to bring youthful, you know, exuberance, and we want them to come out there and play hard. You know, even if you make a mistake, we expect them to second, third effort all night long. And if they do that, then they're going to just get better on their own. I mean, if they just come and they just go through the motions, that's not going to work. I mean, they got to come and prove to us. And the one good thing is we're rebuilding in Calgary, and if they work hard there and there's injuries and there's opportunities, then these guys are going to get a chance. So, you know, I think all these young guys are going to be real hungry, and they're going to want to prove themselves.
What is the organization like about Robbie Fatorik as they add him to the Abbotsford coaching staff today?
You know, I mean, I think the one thing we talked about, we were only going to add one after losing two assistants last year. We wanted to add one assistant, but one assistant that had more experience and a little, you know, to come in and help Troy because it is tough. And we're going to have so many young guys who want to develop them. So the kind of philosophy was, hey, if we can get a veteran guy that's been around and can help you know, help our young guys get better right away and really be a teacher out there and help Troy along the way too, that's what we were looking for. And you know, I think Robbie Fatorik fits that bill. Everybody he actually beat me in the AHL Calder Cup final there the year he won it, so
yeah.
Jay beat me, Robbie beat me, it's hopefully we can win something together one of these days.
Well, and that'd be good because Robbie talked a lot about, you know, how important he thinks winning is to development too. And I know you've got a young team in Abbotsford though, but how important can winning be as these guys develop into pros?
Well, I mean, you know what, winning is probably one of the top things. You know, you need to win. But with that being said, you want our young guys to do the winning. You know, you don't want our young guys sitting on the bench while a veteran-laden
right.
team kind of wins the game. So, you know, I mean, I think we're going to go through some growing pains, but we also feel like, hey, you know what, it's a pride factor, and you can't use being young as an excuse. You got to go in there, perform, work, and get some wins. We might take our fair share of losses, but we also expect to, you know, to be competitive night in and night out, and we expect to get better as the season goes along. You know, you might have a beginning of the year, maybe a learning curve, young guys just starting out in the pro, but as the season goes along, that's what I'm expecting. I'm going to see all these guys grow and get better, and I'm hoping to see the record get better as we go along, too.
So are you going to be up in the press box, like, punching things when Abbotsford loses, or are you going to be able to take a little bit more of a pragmatic view?
No, you know, I mean, if I see the guys working hard and doing all the little things, blocking shots, sticking up for each other, and we happen to lose, I can live with that. But if I don't see the effort, then I'll be punching stuff. You know, I'll be a little wild. But I think if I see effort night in, night out, and guys trying to do the right things, then, you know, I have no problem with that. But it's just when you see the lack of effort and the lack of caring, then, you know, then some guys are going to need to come out of the lineup and maybe shake it up a little bit.
Do you have the, like, you have the ability to get mad, though? Like, would, like, I don't know. Is that going to intimidate anybody?
Oh, God. You ask anyone who knows me knows I'm nice to people in general, but when it comes to winning and losing and playing games, I'm crazy.
Okay.
I'll be honest. You ask my kids, like, you ask anybody that really knows me, ask Jerome. Everyone's like, he's like, you got everyone fooled, Craig. They all think you're so nice. But when it comes to winning and losing hockey games, I'm crazy.
Well, it's good that we only get the nice side of you then in the media and fans. It's good. Are you heading back home at all? You're 90 minutes from home in Lake Placid. Are you sticking out there for a little bit, or are you coming back right away?
Yeah, no, I'm sticking. I'm going to be here until this is over. Then I'm going to go back, and then I got a wedding at the end of the year, and then I'm coming back to Calgary.
Well, I know that we'll see you in Penticton in September, and obviously as training camp gets closer and closer, but enjoy your time in New York, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for doing this, Craig.
Okay, thanks for having me, and we'll see you soon.